Shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. Do you feel that everything is finite? That once things are gone, it's gone and there will be nothing left for you? Abundance is not limited to financial and material things. It also applies to other aspects of your life. For example, your coworker gets a promotion, so that's it. Do you feel like your chances are gone? If that's you, you have a scarcity mindset, and your mindset is holding you back from achieving many wonderful things in life. On the other side is the abundance mindset. It's the belief that there's so much of everything out there, plenty to spare and share with everyone. You know that, even if you don't have something now, in time you will attain it. You probably see now why it makes sense to have an abundance mindset and stay away from the scarcity mentality. If you are wondering how to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, we've got some tips for you. Count your blessings. When you're caught up in the feeling that you haven't achieved much in life, it's hard to see just how blessed you are. To cultivate an abundance mindset, you must take time to count your blessings. Many people use a gratitude journal to list the things they are thankful for. It doesn't have to only be grand and huge milestones. Even as simple as having food on the table this morning is something to be grateful for. Doing it every day, either before you sleep or as soon as you wake up, reminds you that you have a lot of good things in your life. It increases your positive feelings, and so more good things will come to your life. Hang out with abundance-minded people. They say that you become the people you constantly hang out with, and that is true. So, if you are surrounded by people who have a scarcity mindset, that's the same mindset you'll get. Chances are, they'll discourage you and pull you down. Meanwhile, if you surround yourself with abundance-minded people, you'll find aspirations, motivations, and support. Their positivity will encourage and influence you to go after your goals. That's why it's important to spend time with winners. Be organized, both at home and in life. How many times have you decluttered your closet and get surprised that you have a lot of amazing clothes that you haven't worn for ages? One key to having an abundance mindset is by being organized both at home and in life. Organize your belongings, and you'll see how much you have. You'll probably discover stuff that you thought you never had but were just sitting there at the back of your closet. Organize your schedule, and you'll realize that you have enough time to do a hobby or learn new skills. In other words, being organized allows you to see that you are already rich in several aspects of your life. Take a media break. If you've been spending so much time on social media, the internet, and TV, take a break. Media consumption is one of the top things that influence your scarcity mindset. It drives your desire to achieve things that you don't necessarily need: the new clothes, that new car, or that new holiday destination. Instead, find other tasks you can do to help improve yourself. You can read books, do gardening, meditate, exercise, and do other activities that spark your joy. Stop holding on to things. Finally, cultivating an abundance mindset means letting go of old beliefs that you have. Stop holding on to things that are preventing you from moving forward. When you let go of some things in your life, you create space that will allow you to receive abundance. Let go of the job that's not helping you grow, let go of the client that's asking too much and undermines your worth, and let go of friends who keep on discouraging you. Let go of the scarcity mindset and believe that there are riches that await you. If you want to achieve your goals, it's time to shift from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. Let go of your old beliefs that everything is finite. Instead, have faith that abundance is coming your way.